Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. We've been ministering on some simple but very profound truths this week. God is our victory. But before we go into the Word, there was something God laid on my heart, and I would just like to pray for you. There's some of you listening who are very tired. And yes, some of it may be physical tiredness because of the schedule, because of the demands, the stress, the battles you've been going through. But also, some of it is a spiritual tiredness. And beloved, there is nothing that will give us spiritual strength, hope, comfort, and encouragement as seeing with a clear vision that which God has for us to do. Sometimes He doesn't give us, you know, the roadmap for the next 10 years. He doesn't have to. Just those perhaps simple things that God will place on our heart. I think one of the most important needs of the body of Christ is to feel really connected to Jesus. We've been sharing Christ in us. Paul said, the life I live, I now live by the faith of the Son of God who lives in me, who loves me, who gave Himself for me. And the awareness that the God of heaven and earth is dwelling in your spirit. He is able to give you the strength that you need. He's able to quicken you. So I want to pray right now for physical tiredness as well as, I guess you could say, a spiritual tiredness. And one of the things I think that causes spiritual weariness, aside from just ongoing intensity of battles, is a lack of vision. God wants us. He's created us this way. We are motivated. We go forward when we have a vision. Why is this so important? Because Proverbs says in chapter 29, verse 18, it just slipped in there. Something, you know, just one little verse has such impact. But the word says, where there is no vision, the people perish. And that is speaking not only of a group of people, a church, a nation, a fellowship of believers, but us individually. We are all members, particular, irreplaceable members of Christ's body in the earth. We're part of that tabernacle, not made with hands. It's not, you know, what organization you belong to, what denomination. It is where God has placed you for His purposes. But without vision, we perish. Obviously, that's not talking so much about physical death, but it refers to an inner death. If we don't have a sense of purpose, if we don't have a sense of knowing that we're in God's will, we just sort of wander. There's a perishing. Nothing can energize more than connection, communication with God, and knowing that He's interacting with you. It's the most revitalizing thing in the world to know that the God of heaven and earth knows your name, and He is leading and guiding you. Now, He's not going to show you the whole picture, but, you know, you don't have to. Remember, He spoke to His disciples as they were preparing to celebrate Passover before His suffering. He said, you're going to find a man carrying a water pot. Just follow him. He's going to take you to an upper room. That's all they needed to know. Or, you know, He took two of His disciples and said, go into such and such a place and you'll find a young donkey. And that was the one, and loose him. And if somebody asks you, what are you doing? Just say the master has need of them and will return him. And that's how Jesus got His donkey to ride into Jerusalem with the people celebrating Him a few days before they sentenced Him to death, the people did, by their actions. So where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. even if you don't have, it's okay not to be totally decided. You could be waiting on God. But as you keep the Word of God, as you are living in daily fellowship with the Lord, then happy is he. So in the midst of uncertainty, in the midst of lack of knowing, you know, God wants us to walk by faith. If we had a whole game plan, a program laid out for us, we wouldn't have to have much faith. We just need to trust him. So let me take a moment to pray. Father, you see those who are very tired. I rebuke that spiritual weariness, and also, Lord, physical weariness from those whose schedules have been heavy, those whose physical strength, emotional stamina that's been tapped into and just drained. Father, I pray for the refreshing and empowering, energizing force of the Holy Spirit, Father, to go to them right now from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, that they will have new strength to run in the race. They will be able to continue on, keeping on, as one brother would say, his prayer request always, help me to keep on keeping on. Father, help us to do that. You have a plan. You have a vision. Our futures are in your hands. Our times are in your hands. And we thank you, Lord, that you're going to stir up hope and enthusiasm. Lord, there's few things as energizing as having joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And for those who are weary and tired, Lord, even if they don't understand it, Lord, let infuse your joy into them. Give them joy unspeakable and full of glory. Lord, it may not logically make sense, but they shall feel the presence of God. They shall feel the joy of the Lord welling up in them. Spring up a well within my soul, like we used to sing years ago. Spring up a well and overflow. Hallelujah. Let that well, the waters of life, living waters flowing out of our innermost being, out of our bellies. Father, I pray that for those who have been wearied, wearied with responsibilities, wearied with the daily in and out duties, the battles that come, the issues that the enemy wants to just grind them down with. Father, give them release and freedom from the spirit of confusion, the lack of movement. I bind that spirit of inertia. And thank you, Lord, unless it's just quietly waiting on you for the next direction. In Jesus' name, Father, we will not perish, but we will have the vision that you impart. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, I'm going to obey the Lord. For the spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, yea, I do strengthen you. I do quicken you. Even now you shall experience peace as a billowing flood of peaceful waters carrying you down the road. I have known the weariness and the tiredness, and I will carry you and lift you up and give you a time of refreshing, a time in which your strength is rebuilt. And you shall know that I've not abandoned you, that I've not stopped listening to your prayers, but I am mindful of your needs. And I, your God, love you with an everlasting love. I will never fail you, nor will I desert you. I am with you always, even to the end of the age, says your God. Thank you, Father. Praise God. Amen and amen. Well, we've been talking about Christ in us, the presence of the living God dwelling within our spirits. Paul says, the life I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. That's Galatians 2:20. He's crucified with Christ. And then in Philemon verse 6, Paul states that the communication or the fellowship of your faith may become effectual. In other words, it might really be powerful and working if you do something by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. All that God has provided for us, every good thing that God has placed within you, dwell, think on these things, everything that's lovely and of good report. Think of what God has given you, and don't let the enemy constantly bring up the failures, the defeats, the lack. That is not the will of God. And sometimes this seems overwhelming, but as you try to act on the Word of God, you would just be amazed. Even if you think you don't have strength to put one foot in front of the other, if you will do what God prompts you to do, there's going to be a faith and a strength flowing into you. Yes, I can pray for you now, but the important thing is that you are able to do this at times when you're your lowest, when there's no one around, when there's no one to call for prayer, that you can call on the Lord and He will hear you and He will give you the strength, the provision, whatever you need at that time. And so, again, looking at that verse, the communication or fellowship of your faith would become effective by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. That word acknowledge means to confess, to avow, or admit the existence of, the reality or truth of, to recognize as being valid or having force or power, and also to express thanks or gratitude. And 1 John, the fourth chapter, let me read a few verses, starting at verse 14. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God, that's being saved. And we have known and have believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. And the final verse, herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in the world. That's a pretty amazing statement, isn't it? But Christ is in you. He's not left you. He is with you even when you don't feel like it. Christ, remember that's what Paul said, Christ in you, the hope of glory. He lives his life by Christ, the faith of Christ in him. It doesn't even have to be his faith. Think about that. That's what it says, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Well, that's enough to meditate and think upon until tomorrow. What do you say? I love you and pray for you every day. I do invite you to write, email, share your prayer needs. I will certainly pray and acknowledge receipt. And if you would like a personal word of teaching, instruction, prophecy, whatever, I invite you to write. The announcer will have our mailing address as well as the email. I love you and pray for you every day. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.